United States versus Aegis Security Insurance Company and Tricost VS 1983 Incorporated. Will the parties please introduce themselves to the court, starting with the plaintiff's counsel?
Good afternoon, and may it please the court. My name is Stephen Ticini from the Department of Justice, and I represent the United States.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. This is Randy Ferguson, representing the surety, Aegis Security, and its third-party claim against the third-party defendant, Tricolies.
Are you still there?
Yes, Your Honor, I am.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else on the line? Okay, Mr. Ferguson, I'm going to go. I don't understand your case quite, and I'll tell you why. There was a bond issued in this case. Do you have it in front of you? Your client issued a bond. Is that right? Mr. Ferguson, are you there? Mr. Ticini, are you there?
I'm here, Your Honor, yes.
What do you think has happened here?
I think either Mr. Ferguson got cut off or he's on mute.
Okay. Well, wait a second. Mr. Ticini, do you have the bond in front of you? Can I get you to get it in front of you?
I can bring it up right now. Let me see if I can find this bond.
Casey, are you there somewhere?
Yes, Judge. I'm here. I just sent an email to Mr. Ferguson to find out what happened to him.
You may have to call him if you can.
Okay. Will do.
This is William with AT&T. Do you want me to dial out to Mr. Ferguson?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll let you know when I return.
So, Mr. Ticini, do you have it?
Now I have it, yes. Coming up.
So this is the question I'm going to ask him, which is in the middle of the page, there's some writing. And it starts out, principal and surety agree that any charge against the bond under any of the listed names is as though it was made by the principal. And then right underneath that it says, principal further agrees to reimburse surety and or its any amount paid to U.S. Customs. So that's the question I'm going to ask Mr. Ferguson. Are you there, Mr.
Ferguson? I'm back on the line. I'm back on the line, Your Honor.
Okay. Do you have the bond in front of you?
Here, I'm just trying to get enough doing several things at one time. Let me get it.
The word is agents. I get it.
Gosh, Your Honor, just one moment. I keep getting knocked out of a pacer, and that's where I've got it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I can.
I'm going to read it to you. How's that? Well, first of all, the bond doesn't appear to be signed by Tricots. Do you know if it was executed in parts?
Oh, Your Honor, we we went through that. We had a we noticed that, and there was a case that, and we examined that. We examined that, and there was a case that held that we were going to, that the sureties were going to be held liable, notwithstanding defects in the bonds.
Okay.
We were going to read.
And then you performed.
Yeah.
Here's my, it says in the bond, principal, meaning Tricot,
right,
further agrees to reimburse surety and or its agents any amount paid to U.S. Customs. What is there some reason that's not binding on Aegis?
Well, yes, Your Honor.
Yes, what?
I don't understand the question. The surety, the principal is bound to pay to Aegis any amount paid by the surety to the United States, the Customs Service.
So what I can't figure out is why you're not just suing on the bond rather than relying on the restatement.
Oh, because to any, oh my, that's a very good question. It's belt and suspenders, Your Honor. We have two grounds. We have the indemnity agreement and we have the restatement. One of the problems, the reason that I went into the restatement as a fallback to the indemnity agreement is because the signed indemnity agreement, which was Exhibit 3 to my motion for summary judgment, the second page had been lost.
No. Please stop.
Okay. All right.
I want to know why you're not suing on the language in the bond.
Well, because the indemnity agreement is...
No, stop.
Okay.
Why aren't you suing on the language in the bond?
Well, any claim for... Am I wrong, Your Honor, in your estimation? Any claim for indemnity arises out of the bond relationship, as well as the indemnity agreement, as well as the common law.
In your papers, do you mention the language in the bond itself?
No, Your Honor, no.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to brief the language in the bond itself.
All right, Your Honor.
Mr. Cicini, I know you don't really have a dog in this fight, but have you read this language in the bond? No.
I just read it when you brought it to my attention, it appears to be... it appears to be indemnity language, and it's also the standard language that the Treasury Department would put in its bond form.
So don't have to take a position as the government of the United States. But doesn't it appear to be a contract to reimburse Aegis?
Yes, it does. And it says, principal further agrees to reimburse surety and or the agent, I think, any amount paid to U.S. Customs. Then if you look over to the right of that same area, it talks about mailing address requested by the surety, and then it's Avalon Risk Management, which is the general agent for the insurance company. And that seems to be how customs bonds are generally issued. They're underwritten by an insurance agent on behalf of an insurance company.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a contract between the insurance company, it looks to me, between the insurance company and the principal.
That's correct. It's a contract between those two parties where the government is a third-party beneficiary.
Third-party beneficiary. Okay. So, Mr. Ferguson, maybe I'm reading this wrong, but I'll tell you, since Tricon isn't even represented here,
right.
I'm very reluctant to give you a judgment based on the restatement. I mean, I'm a member of ALI, but I don't think that the restatement's the law. And so if you would brief – no, just stop. If you would brief this language in the bond itself and do it by let's see, Christmas is coming. Do it by January the 5th.
All right, Your Honor.
Unless you can tell me why you didn't sue on the bond, on this contract.
Your Honor, because every case we've had before this court, we have had to go to a additional indemnity agreement or simply the common law.
Why?
Your Honor, that I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know why. You're the only judge, and I applaud you for it. You're the only judge that has recognized this, and I must say, it takes so much work out of our lives as surety counsels in these matters to be able to sue on the bond. I've had discussions where in the past people have said that language is a contract of adhesion. You need an indemnity agreement, but not necessarily for the claim. It's for the fees and the like that have come up. So I can
I suppose that on the this doesn't look. You might be able to claim that it's an adhesion contract that these provisions that you have on the back of the that the indemnity agreement is an adhesion contract, but I don't think that that's true either. I think that the indemnity agreement really only covers attorney's fees and the like. But I think that your duty, your ability to get reimbursed for the amounts that you pay to customs is probably found here in this language. But if you would brief it and tell me if you think so too, I would be grateful.
I'll be more than pleased in the additional time you have allowed us is gratefully accepted.
Okay. All right. Is there I'm sure Allison is listening. We'll put out an order to this effect this afternoon. And is there anything else come before the court?
No, Your Honor, not from this end.
Okay.
Your Honor, would you like me to also as long as we're discussing attorney fees in this, would you like me to give you a recap of the fees rather than the full list of fees?
No, this is what I'm going to ask you to do. As I say, I think that the indemnity agreement gets you attorney's fees, and I'm going to ask you to produce the judgment. And I'll look it over, and we may want to have two judgments here. We may want to have one for reimbursement and one for attorney's fees. But rather than going through the attorney's fees, I'd rather get this reimbursement thing straightened out right now.
All right. Judgment. Plus, judge. Four. All right. All right, Your Honor, I'll be most pleased to do that, and I thank you. I thank you for this. This is a gift to the surety community, this court's recognition of the indemnity in the bond itself. Thank you.
Well, I haven't done it yet. You're going to have to tell me that I should do it.
I'll do my best to convince you, Your Honor.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
If there's nothing else to come before the court, court's adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.